This video is specifically made for those who want to learn synthesis from scratch to explain how a synthesizer is built. And we're doing that with Moomoo Modular Synthesizer. We have to go back into what is sound, because these modules will control part of the sound. What we have is an analyzer, what's called a spectrum analyzer. It shows you all the internal frequencies that the source, which is this one here, which is a VCO, which is a voltage controlled oscillator. That's the oscillation, the raw source that we play with. And if I change the pitch of this, you see that the sound changes. You see the internal content, the harmonics of the signal. If a sine wave, yeah, you see a sine wave only have one frequency. And we call it a sine wave because this physically is the look that we have on the scope. When we look at the oscillation shape, it is this, it's a sine wave. So the sawtooth has a different sound than the sine wave. And we see all the frequency that we have here. And what we see here is basically three things. We have the note, the frequency, the pitch, which is the one we have by changing the octave or the semitone here. And you see that the cycle on the scope changes. So the length of the frequency changes. So a longer frequency means a lower pitch, and a shorter frequency, so it vibrates faster, means higher pitch. So a high note or a low note, basically in musical sense. And what we see here from top to bottom, the oscillation amplitude, so the amplitude being the amount of distance between the zero value and the maximum, and this is the volume. The amplitude of the movement equals for us loudness, volume, sound. So that's why here in the amplifier, when we bring it up, we hear it. But keep in mind that an oscillator is always oscillating. So even without the rest of a synthesizer, this thing is still just playing along, just generating an oscillation all the time.